WBBM presents A Brighter World. Good morning. This program is a preview of a new series of broadcasts soon to be heard regularly from WBBM Monday through Friday of each week. The series will bring to WBBM listeners the music of Elliot Sherwood and his concert orchestra, together with the grand voice of America's singing star, Donald Novus, transcribed. And will feature your old friend and radio host, Alexander McQueen, in person, presenting Nothing But the Truth. Elliot Sherwood conducts the orchestra in a sparkling transcription of a number that's become an American classic, a novel arrangement of an ever-popular favorite, NOLA. There's an old story about curiosity once killing a cat. Well, that may apply to cats all right, but that's neither here nor there. But there's one thing certain. If such a rule applied to human beings, we'd have to get a new star for our program. Because he's one man who's devoted a lifetime to being curious and astounding other folks with the results of his curiosity. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Alexander McQueen in Nothing But the Truth.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You've just been reminded that curiosity killed the cat. So I'll begin by giving you a couple of cat curiosities. One of the most famous cats in history belongs to Mohammed. Her name was Mueza. She was just an ordinary cat, but Mohammed liked her so much that on one day, when he was getting ready for a journey, and she went to sleep on the wide sleeve of his robe, he cut off his sleeve and left her resting on it rather than disturb her. You'll find cats in just about all countries. In China, there are millions of them. In case you don't happen to speak Chinese, I'll give you a one-word lesson in that language. The Chinese word for cat is, listen carefully, meow. It sounds like cat, it is cat. But cats are not nearly as interesting as men and women. Most of the questions that come to me are about men, women, and life, and strange customs. One of the strangest customs I know of is the Indian custom of marrying a tree. You see, Hindu gentlemen, like some American gentlemen, often want to marry more than one wife in a lifetime. Now, it's okay for a Hindu to have two wives. It's also okay for him to have four. But in the Punjab province of India, it's very unlucky for him to take a third wife. And now here's a problem. Wife number one has died. Wife number two also has died. There's a very attractive girl willing to marry the man again, but she'd be wife number three, and that's unlucky. But there's a way out. The man just gets himself married to a tree. A few days later, he gets a divorce from the tree. The tree doesn't mind. Then the man marries the lady of his choice as wife number four, and everybody is happy, I hope. Sometimes, people from other lands try to make us take up with their customs. 30 years ago, a man named Rahway came all the way from New Zealand. He complained that he couldn't distinguish our married girls from the unmarried ones by looking at them. He said there ought to be a law obliging every married woman to have a cute little blue mark tattooed on her chin. Then it'd be so much simpler for the men. As you doubtless know, Mr. Rahway was not able to get his law passed. And so to this day, it's still hard for us bachelors to tell the married and the single girls apart. But America is a fine country anyhow, and today is a good day to remember that. You see, it happens to be August 3rd. On this date, 448 years ago, Christopher Columbus sailed from Spain on his first great voyage, a voyage that made 1492 the most famous date in our history books. Now, at the end of that voyage, what did Columbus discover? The correct answer is, he discovered part of the West Indies. And when he first set foot on land, it was on the Bahama Islands. And in a few days, they are to be discovered again by another well-known traveler, the Duke of Windsor. As we've all heard over the radio, the Duke and his American wife are crossing the Atlantic right now. So the colorful Bahama Islands, first land discovered by Columbus, are likely to become more colorful than ever. And that's nothing but the truth. And now it's about time for our soloist, one of America's most popular young tenors, Donald Novus. This morning, Mr. Novus, heard in a transcription, sings one of the most appealing ballads ever written in America, Stephen Foster's Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair.
I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, born like a vapor on the summer air. Tripping where the bright sea plays, happy as the daisies that dance on her way. Many were the wild notes her merry voice did pour, many were the blithe birds that warbled them the light brown hair, floating like a vapor on the soft summer air. I long for Jeannie with a gay dawn smile, radiant in gladness, warm with winning guile. I hear her melodies like joy gone by, sighing round my heart, oh, the fond hopes that die, sighing like the night wind and sobbing like the rain. And my heart bows low, nevermore to find her where the bright waters flow.
Once more, the music of Elliot Sherwood. This time, a spirited arrangement from one of Victor Herbert's musical successes, It Happened in Nordland. And the title of this tune is Al Fresco.
Al Fresco.
Alexander McQueen again.
Thank you, Tom Moore. And I just want to say now that what we've presented is merely a sample. When we get going, I want you to drop me a line once in a while and tell me what you like. We have a swell sponsor. He says, give them the best music you can find. Listeners keep asking for the best and they shall have it. So when we start next month, the transcribed music of Mr. Sherwood and his orchestra, the song, When We Get Going, I want you to drop me a line once in a while and tell me what you like. We have a swell sponsor. He says, give them the best music you can find. Listeners keep asking for the best, and they shall have it. So when we start next month, the transcribed music of Mr. Sherwood and his orchestra, the songs by Donald Novus, and the comments made by yours truly, Alexander McQueen, are going to depend on what you want. This brighter world is going to be yours, and that also is nothing but the truth.
Starting on Labor Day, first Monday in September, the colorful music of Elliot Sherwood and his concert orchestra, together with the appealing tenor voice of Donald Novus on transcription, and the comments of your old radio friend, Alexander McQueen, will be heard regularly on WBBM. The program will be broadcast five times a week, Monday through Friday, at 8:30 each morning. A brighter world will be in line with the new American trend, a trend towards more color in everyday life. This is Tom Moore speaking. This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.